also see Mr. Sparks back there that I kept for long, I have a picture to put on record. We are going to take a look at, I might add also that Senator Don Gilman. We're going to look at SCR 5, SCR 6, SCR 7, and SCR 9, time permitting today. We have in our folder some of the fiscal notes. I don't think we have all the fiscal notes in here. Perhaps when Mr. Sparks is planning his programming, has the opportunity, he might be bringing up some of the data that we need on some of the fiscal notes. I would like to ask the committee, shall we bring all these up and allow the sponsor to discuss all of the bills at any time he testifies on? I might also add that Senator. What would be the pleasure of the committee? Shall we allow the
at his discretion?
At the discretion of the sponsor?
I can give you a quick overview of them, Senator. On SCR 5, it's requesting eventually, really what this is doing, requesting the programming, which I suspect DOT will time on its own get around to, and that's to upgrade the Petersville Road, which is directly west of Talkeetna, and it's the old road into the Cashier country. We're now selling land. The state has divided a lot of home lots, 5-acre lots, and quite a bit of agricultural land in this area, a lot of agricultural land in this area, and that road for the first from the Y at Trappers Creek itself, which is designated Trappers Creek, about a mile west of Talkeetna across the Ridge River. That road for the first 4 or 5 miles is just a standard gravel road on the State Department highways. The rest of that road disintegrates from there on into Moose Creek about 5-6 miles from there going due west. And then the last 15 miles or so, 20 miles into the mining area is a mess. What we're really asking the Department of Transportation to do here is to, it is a state road. I think two things. One, I think they ought to consider it for federal aid to highway program, which I think can be done. I know there's some argument, but I think it could be done. And two, to upgrade it as soon as is reasonable on a priority list that they establish. And that's really what I want on out of SCR 5. And on SCR 6, there is a tremendous amount of traffic on the Old Glen Highway from the Connect River Bridge to Palmer. And the road is full of chuck holes and is in bad shape. We put a dike around it a couple of years ago to protect it. State legislature funded dike, and the Department of Transportation in that same season built, constructed, and put together a very reasonable, all better part of a mile long dike along there, protected from the river. Now it's in good shape for protection and it needs to be resurfaced, and we're really asking that be done in support of the petitions from several hundred people, if not more than that. The Old Glen Highway, they say it will cost $5 million. Frankly, reconstruction, perhaps from cradle to grave along there, probably would be in that kind of figure, but I'm more thinking of resurfacing, just working up resurfacing, and I think that's probably the total cost of that stretch would be between $3 and $4 million from every bit of effort I've got. And I will reconstruct that if necessary, just the same resurfacing along the existing route, and has to be because it's between the river and the marsh.
Well, that's all that says, upgrade and resurface.
Yeah,
and
I don't upgrade. We can just say resurface and minor upgrade. We've already passed SCR 7 in the form of a bill out of this committee. I felt that if the State Department of Transportation didn't feel there's sufficient federal aid funding available, at least SCR 7 would give them the go-ahead to plan and design for that four lane from the end of the, where it is now at Eklutna, to the end of the flats. And I noticed that they have considerable less than the original estimate we had in the bill in this. I think they have 20, they have 16 million, I think, or something for that particular road. Oh, they don't. They have it over a several year period. The whole estimated cost was 39 million previously. And finally, the Farm Loop Road is probably one of the very oldest roads in Matanuska Valley, and it's the old farm road that ties in from 2 miles north of Palmer. We have what we call the Willow Creek Road, or the Fish Hook Road. And 1 mile from the Glen Highway down that road, you have a road that curves back over a several mile area back into the Glen. The people there, was a farm road, now it's a state highway and federally constructed, and needs upgrading to accommodate the population. And those are the requests. There's sort of messages to the Department of Highway that these roads need to be improved. And that's what this is all about.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Chairman,
well, through the chair to the sponsor, Senator, on State Concurrent Resolution Number 5.
Yes.
Is that area within a borough, or is that outside the borough?
That's, it is in the borough, heading toward the back end of Mount McKinley. So probably the far end of it would go around Denali. Only technically, if at all, in the borough in that area. Probably in the borough technically, but in fact in Denali State Park, or moves around going straight west to Talkeetna and then curving up, kind of like that.
Is that an area that the roads and trails?
It's never been developed or worked on under the Roads and Trails program. Extensions might possibly be. What this was a state maintained, and formerly Alaska Road Commission maintained, historic road into the Cache Creek mining area. What beat it up and tore it up, and they need a bridge across Moose Creek, about 10 miles up the road, is the fairly heavy traffic for the first 20 miles. And after that, the heavy mining equipment in the spring. In fact, some of it's quarterized. It'll take some time before they go beyond 10 miles on this road. The first 10 miles is really what we're talking about. After that, it gets into essentially service to the mines. If you were to prioritize and did not wish to pass all these out because you're concerned about transportation in other areas also, I would strongly encourage you to go for the Old Glen Highway upgrading resolution, SCR 6, and the Petersville Road. I believe they're all a heavy priority of our area. Nonetheless, even though they're merely resolutions, in time they do program projects to compete with those in your own districts, if DOT chooses to do so after the test.
I'd like to give testimony on that project, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Ray?
Thank you. Is that in District 4?
Is that in District C? It moves towards, Mr. Senator Ray, it moves towards Montana Creek.
No, is that located within District C, Senate District 4?
Senator, I couldn't tell you.
If it is, it's Porkboro, and I don't support it.
It's on the other side of the Douglas Bridge.
Well, isn't that what I say? If it doesn't in your, if it isn't in your district, it's gotta be court there.
He's feeling awfully good. Mr. Chairman, I'm really suspicious of Senator Ray running around being frisky. Makes me nervous.
Mr. Chairman, I move the last 1 minute restraining order.
Oh.
Motion
before you, sir.
The motion is to strike out the last minute of conversation on our record.
I ask unanimous consent.
And I ask unanimous consent. I don't see any objection, so will you take care of that?
Levity is fine until somebody gets on level.
I suspect that probably we might, at this time, ask Mr. Warren Sparks from Planning and Programming to ask him if he had any comments on this. I really understand that Mr. Bates is not available at this time, and Mr. Sparks is taking his place.
That's right, Senator, Chairman, Senators. First, I'd like to apologize for not having a fiscal note on Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 9, the Farm Loop Road. I'm afraid we'll have it to you just as quick as we can, maybe even by the end of today, but we're unable to get it down here in time. If you don't have any questions on the fiscal notes or interpretations, what I will do.
I could ask questions on the fiscal note before it gets off. You said something effective. You try to get it to us this afternoon, and we're sending it down here. Does that mean that you're now getting your fiscal notes from the central region?
Senator, all of the fiscal notes are prepared in the region that the project is located in, and then they come down to the commissioner's office here where they and transmit it to the legislature.
Okay, how's that going to work in terms of timing? Will you be able to do it within 5 days? Any request?
Senator, yes, we've always done that. We've as long as the last 4 years that I'm aware of, anyway, they've always been prepared in the region and transmitted down here.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason, Senator, I'm asking questions is I think that's a damn good idea, and I'm not sure that all fiscal notes have been prepared back in the regions, because I think all of us have been aware at times that we saw fiscal notes on certain pieces of legislation, and we said, where in the hell did that come from? And it really did not come out of the region or the area where people were knowledgeable about the project you're talking about. So I think it's a good idea, but I was just, because of a discussion that we've had on an OMB bill where we had a 5-day rule for fiscal notes to be, I just wanted to make sure that you feel that you can get a fiscal note back within 5 days.
Chairman, we use a telecopy. We send the bill and the request for the fiscal note out, and we usually get the range of 3 days to prepare it and have it back, so that we can be in a reasonable time.
Mr. Warren, I'd like to ask a question here too, in this particular one. I've been getting a lot of fiscal notes back lately, and it says approved are not valid or something the other until OMB's looked at it. I don't see that note on here anywhere. It just says copy to them, but it doesn't say they got a signature on it. Some of these others have had to have a signature and approve it. Are we beginning to...
just wiped out on the BS thing.
I see this is dated the 17th too, so I just wondered if this
Senator, I'm not up to speed on the particular procedures right now. As you can guess, I'm filling in because Bates or the commissioner or Seeger couldn't get here today. I know there's been some evolution in the fiscal note process, and my staff and myself work with the figures of it, not so much the process of it.
So I understand. In fact, is this more like our old fiscal notes used to be, the way we got them back and the manner in which we got them? One other question I'd like to ask you myself on this SCR 5. Is that possibility of considering federal aid to the highway, perhaps on that particular highway there, this road that we're talking about?
Senator, yes, the route is a designated federal aid route, and in fact, back in the very very late 60s, maybe as early as 70. We did reconstruct the first 7 miles of it to about Moose Creek. And we have been working jointly with the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Parks, as a possible access to the Cantishna, Cashwood, whatever, a possible site.
Back, for, yeah, the back side of
the back side, yeah. We've done engineering on this, we've done right of way, we've done possible realignments on it. I think it's just been a question of when we had a good amount of dollars to go someplace, it just never made it quite to the top of the list. It's been a priority of ours. It's been in the budget debate year after year for a number of years. And we'll certainly consider this in the preparation of the next budget.
Okay, let me ask one more question here. 84, 85, 86, you note that you say 750,000 for those 3 years. What is that for, really? I don't see a breakdown up here. I don't say. Wondering what the hell is wrong with that 750,000. Oh, perhaps I should have looked over here. Okay. Go ahead, if you will. Okay.
On page 2 of the analysis attached to the fiscal notes, you'll see a breakdown. We would propose to do the project in two sections, mile 7 to mile 19 in the first section, and mile 19 to 36 in the second section. And you'll see about a third of the way down the page a breakdown for the cost for preliminary engineering right away and then the construction costs.
Okay, and I see you start at mile 7. And we've got no problem really other than just repaving that 0 to 7 mile, right?
I don't believe 0 to 7 is paved. It's a
gravel
road. I meant was to pave 0 to 7.
Sometime, yes.
Yeah. No engineering necessary for that.
No, and it's up to an acceptable standard. It's a 28-foot subgrade, so it would be suitable for carrying the traffic.
Well, in your opinion, what do you think the situation is now? Do you think that we can perhaps consider starting this particular piece of the highway system in pretty soon? I've got an interest in that country back in there too, because they used to do a lot of flying in Cache Creek. I might explain why I'm asking this question.
Yeah.
And we don't know, not longer, but anyway, we used to do a lot of flying back in there. We lost a couple of Delta people and other people that we have have had an interest in the Cache Creek area back there. The road was a little better, perhaps we wouldn't have lost it. Down there, just the other side of Peter's there, they went down the side of the mountain. And I think you're aware that
Senator 15 years ago, it was just like gold rush era, you know, the ancient equipment back there.
But there seems to be a lot of gold coming out of that country in there now, and perhaps as soon as we develop this particular piece of highway, I think it would help the state's revenues for it over.
Senator, what I can tell you is that out of the four Senate concurrent resolutions that are before you right now, Senate concurrent resolution number 7, in an amendment to the budget, we have already requested money for that to commence engineering. That's the same bill as Senate Bill 6 that you passed out earlier.
Right.
We have submitted an amendment to our budget for $3 million to commence the engineering on that, so it should be coming before the legislature.
I think it's necessary. We have spoke to it, Mr. Minister.
And I will get the message back to the regional people to reevaluate this, the Oakland Highway, as far as purely as an overlay. It's been some years since I've driven that segment of road. I don't know that we have a capacity problem. If we don't have a capacity problem, and we merely need to correct some minor sub-base problems and repave it, then it's a considerably less project.
The estimate was about $3 to $4 million maximum for that purpose that I just got off the top of my head from some DOT people in Anchorage.
It's always very dangerous, Senator, to throw out average cost per mile, because no sooner than you lay it on you, then you'll come up with a project.
You're a gravel base, good gravel base all through there.
But basically, we can pave a road for between $300,000 and $400,000 a mile.
Well, let me ask you this question. It shouldn't cost any more per mile than it did on that Richardson Highway south of Delta, because that was just another overlay there.
I did.
And I don't think we had over about 50 miles of road there over about $5 to $7 million a year, that whole overlay. Now, one of the questions I'd like to ask here, too, is we keep talking about an inflationary factor of 10%.
over. I mean, don't we ever go down where some of that comes from rather than continually go up? And I'm not trying to be facetious about that. I'm really serious about it. I'd like to know why we always add 10% inflationary factor in any of this, these fiscal numbers. I feel a little uncomfortable addressing that from a policy statement. All I would say is that we're probably more criticized for being too optimistic sometimes than for a little more pessimistic.
That makes sense too, but I'm just curious to know because all these fiscal notes seem to throw a 10%. I don't know how they come up with 10% all the time, but it shows up in most cases as a 10% increase. Continue on. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, I think that's been the average for quite a number of years when they start looking at those things. If I'm not, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Perdon, yeah.
Of the five resolutions before us, four materials, one is already in the design budgeting process, or any of the others in the five-year plan that you have developed now, priority listing. Or have they not been able to make it yet?
Senator Peterson must be. In a quick phone call, just to check, because I figured that was one question that would come up, my answer I received back was no, but that they would be considered in the next budget preparation. I'm afraid I don't have a copy of the six-year program with me to verify that. But
since these are resolutions and are already in the mail, it maybe then it will add weight to their deliberation.
Yeah, give encouragement. That's the facts. I've checked back and forth. Matter of legislative occurrence of the process. And in a way, resolutions aren't worth the paper they're written. In another way, in the absence of any legislative support or any direction, then particularly on federal aid projects, the DOT has to make its own determinations and without any direction. And to some extent, they try to cooperate between what they feel are their priorities and what the legislature by resolution has indicated as our priorities. The resolution in law, of course, in law, they, once signed in law, they have to follow.
If I'm not continuing, excuse me for doing this while you're there, but it seems to me that this points up the one thing we've discussed two or three times. And I'm most anxious for getting at, and that is doing some looks at what's on the five-year plan, what we as legislators feel are the priorities, because as we do these piecemeal, we're still saying, and I'm very supportive.
Oh, I know. Go right ahead. I hear you.
The thing I'm saying is I want very much to put a due pass on this bill. I'd like hell if I put a due pass on this bill and knock myself out of any funds or get into a mining area that I can think of right now, you know. But these seem to be pretty wrong and pretty wrong way. The whole point being that I'm very supportive of this. I think as a committee, we need to look at priorities statewide as we start doing these bills. And I think as soon as possible we can start doing that kind of overview, the less questions will be in the committee's minds as we get legislation or resolutions of this type. And I think the sponsor of this bill will back me.
Chairman,
go ahead.
As Betty has stated, this is a new committee, Transportation Committee's new committee. And the governor has stated a number of times, and I'm optimistic that this is intention, that they intend to have statewide studies in a number of capital program areas, especially transportation, and that the legislature would have its input into the decisions and the prioritization. They probably require the detailed information about each and every project that's predictable, especially the upgrade. I hope that this summer, Transportation Committee members will have an opportunity for input in exactly what you're saying. And of course, you as chairman can give some direction requiring all the knowledge that's possible now to acquire all the state. Will be a year, though, it'll be in the next session, obviously, before we'll ever come to a conclusion based on some knowledge and some programming of what we really feel is a priority of the 500 different projects, all of some reasonable significance. We're still doing in hodgepodge, as we're doing with 1-3-1-3-1. But we've got, I think there is the will to improve on that process.
Well, what you're saying, then, Senator Tua, is that we need to get all like-type projects into one bundle here, and another bundle over here that's all alike, but the two are not alike in a sense. This is what we're saying, isn't it?
God, Mr. Chairman, I hear them saying we want to look at the state for 5 years and look at long-range goals and look at our inner freeway system, you know, the interstate system, and look at that, and then look at the roads, look at the corridors, and look at some long-range statewide goals and find out what we're doing, and then maybe have a plan and march along according to the plan instead of just shotgunning this little region over here or whatever we can think of, we just start grabbing.
Part of the thing that I've noted that we're prone to do, I know I am, I'm kind of parochial about the district I'm in, and I try to get a job done, and nothing happens for several years. Pretty soon I get tired of waiting on DOT to put in their priorities, and we'll go from there, and you get a little piece out of it.
Well, that's like the, that's like the road from Glen Allen. It's not my district. Jesus, that road needs fixing. And people are not going to be so parochial that they don't know.
Right.
One of these days I'm going to be driving down that road and I don't want to get killed. So I think if we look and everybody knows that we are looking at these priorities and that maybe my roads aren't going to be addressed this year, but by God, they will be next year or the year after. We're setting up on a priority listing. That to me is the fairest way a person could look at this project. Working with DOT and with the soundings that are coming from those roads that are major roads that look good but are falling apart underneath. So I'm just expressing that from a true concern on a statewide basis. And I guess I got philosophical and apologize to our guest.
Time for lunch tonight. There's one thing, though, that I think of.
He doesn't even share his watch.
One thing I would make note of, in the present supplemental CIP for this year, you'll look in there and you'll find that my Senate district has probably got more money in that than any other single Senate district in the state. That's not Pappy Moss's money, though. That's for everybody that travels that highway. But it gets looked at me like I'm a hog right there at Pork Barrel.
I don't think so.
I know, but I mean, when you look at it, though, where I'm coming from is this. We need to set up what we consider statewide things that we're going to work on.
Okay.
And then the
and
other
criteria
things,
on how we prioritize. That criteria may be health and safety hazards to residents. It may be moving resources. It may be encouraging tourist industry. It may be that it's usage. There's types of uses. There's a jillion things, and I just wanted to reemphasize. We've been through it before, but I just wanted to reemphasize my desire to give as much time as felt necessary to try to get this mapping criteria established and some picture of where we want to be and why and how we get there. And I think most reasonable people, for instance, I know very few people that would gripe in the least about the fact that your district has most monies because most of the people state travel those highways. But then we're going to have to look at other districts as well that have problems that are not quite as great at this time, but by then we'll be.
Well,
and need the assistance of all the department on the findings they find on those roads that look good, but they're gonna fall apart next spring, or the next time a load goes around, so that we stop or continue, whichever your point of view might be, the progression of, that makes sense for us.
There are a couple of things too unique about Santa Maza District getting away from me statewide, and his is at least Anchorage Fairbanks or Homer, Keenan, Valdez Circle. That was the old pipeline trail, and it's really sort of a crime that we didn't take right off the top reconstruction of it when the pipeline was constructed. I mean, really, there's a certain debt in the aggregate to reconstruction of the Valdez to Fairbanks trail on that back way, on the basis, and I was here when we discussed with the oil companies at one stage, they might use a strip as a pipeline trail, and part of the cost of doing business in the state was the reconstruction, 50% or whatever their fair share of the wear and tear of the residual that road was reconstructed. We never did get it put together, but I can remember that was a serious negotiation discussion for some period. In any event, that's the problem with that trail now, it's a wore out pipeline trail that needs to be reconstructed because it had extraordinary traffic on it during that period. And we haven't reconstructed bits and pieces of it.
My question then to the committee would be, perhaps this may be a way of highlighting some of the problems that we as legislators see in our district and put them all together perhaps. And we see what we want to do statewide. A concurrent resolution here might be the thing that would help us out.
I don't see how we can possibly manage it in time to, you know, even if it's already on the budget and already done, maybe so that would be between you and the sponsor of the bill. We're looking now at half the session on the road, maybe more than that. And that means moving very, very quickly, and I think a omnibus bill of that type would take much more time than we have to enact this session together. But that doesn't mean you don't start.
Well, this is my point. Well, I know we can't get it all done this session, but at least we have a head jump on next year, too. Senator Gilbert?
Look, Mr. Chairman, essentially what these four resolutions are is a restructuring of 5 years, 6 year plan, or whatever it is. And I have no objection to in fact, I think the Transportation Committee should be involved very heavily. I think we should take the 6 year plan. I don't mean it this year, because obviously we have new administration. It is not their 6 year plan to begin with. Something that they've inherited, maybe they'll have the same 6 year plan as a continuation of the 6 year plan they gave us, but maybe not, because they're going to look at things differently, and I hope a little bit more in depth. But it seems to me like that the function of the Transportation Committee should be to review those 6 year plans, and in essence, that's what we're doing with these four.
This is what we're doing, right?
I mean, it's a little tiny part of it for one area of the state, but I think that's the function of the Transportation Committee. But I think we also have another function, or the legislature hold it. That is, if and when there is a 5 year or 6 year plan adopted, and we don't deviate from it drastically, because one of the things that I think the public concern is that they may be in a 5 year plan 1 year and dropped out the next.
Yes.
Right. And if they have some reasonable assurance that there is going to be some addressing of the transportation problems within their area somewhere down the pike, we're not going to have everybody driving here, flying here, calling here, trying to sneak in every bit and piece every time there's a supplementary budget that's being proposed.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Gellman's point is extremely well taken. And any process that develops the plan also should have legislative input in this development period. And you have some faith that you've been part of that tar baby, you can give it to them. I couldn't agree more, though, that if you do develop a plan, then unless for emergencies, disasters and so on, it ought to be adhered to so that you aren't forever on the 5th year or 5-year plan, which is happening. I think every one of us.
Sure.
You come up for 5-year plan, and by God, you're really on the next 5-year plan. You never got taken care of on your 5-year plan. And we had these discussions the first few days of this administration. I sure hope the president are after this, too.
Well, I think we probably need a series of 5-year plans. We need a 5-year plan for the interstate highway system. We have some kind of a reasonable handle on what the flow of federal dollars are going to be in the highway system. We should take most of those federal dollars and build our interstate system with it. I've said this before in this committee. On a 5-year plan based upon all the hoops you've got to go through with the federal government to build a damn federal road. But we should also have a 5-year plan for our airports and for our docks and for our other secondary roads. And in that, there's got to be some fiscal budgetary constraints. We can't appropriate all the money we have to the interstate highway system. We can't appropriate all the money we have to ports. But we can sure identify those that should go forward first. And in some type of long-range financial planning. And that maybe is not the responsibility of a particular committee, a transportation committee. It's certainly the responsibility of the finance committee, but unless we communicate to the finance committee what we think the policy should be, they have to go by the seat of their pants.
Mr. Chairman, as a freshman talking, is this something that we can do during the interim? Work on these long-range plans and look at the 6-year plan? I don't know, I'm just asking.
You can participate during the interim, have the rest of the committee.
Actually, you've got a better chance of getting something done then than you have right now, because we've got so many other things taking our attention away from what we're trying to do. Your divided attention. Of course, you've got a lot to do here, too.
You can either ask the DOT, Mr. Chairman, to do the work and bring it to you. You can provide them the money to do the work and bring it to you. Or you can do part of the work yourself in cooperation with them. And that's the hearing process and the travel and sure. Looking. Subcommittees going in several directions in the same 30-day period or something.
It would be nice just once. It would be nice that when the governor proposes a transportation budget, that there had been some committee work done on it before, so that it isn't going to be just completely shredded and thrown out. It's shortened the session 40 days.
40 days.
Well, that's all.
At least
I'd settle for 4.
I'd like to know what this committee's pleasure is for one or all of these Senate concurrent resolutions.
Objectively, I'll say I'd like to see move out of the committee.
I'm asking for a motion.
I'll be happy, according to the wishes of the committee, to move these one at a time or in total.
Movement total, if you
wish. Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that these bills be moved in total with individual recommendation.
Any objections? So ordered.
What's
the work on the plan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, what's
the work on the plan?
Yeah. Me too. I said, we
can't do it this year.
What?
I mean, you can't.
Why can't we start on it?
Oh, you can, but you're not going to have a plan that there's 2 transportation plans. And it's unrealistic for us to think that we're going to draw 8.
Why can't we?
Okay.
Why
don't we invite them to help us write a plan, find your plan on the inner?
Tuesday.
All right.
That was next.
Pardon?
The date was next.
Well, what if we just said, I haven't asked them.
Is there a request for a statewide? The administration has developed a statewide, the request for statewide. Develop the statewide plans.
They have a 6-year statewide plan, but what I don't understand is why don't we ask the House Transportation Committee to get with us and let's do a statewide interstate highway system plan. Why don't we work on that? That's a limited amount of roads. You know, we can identify those. That's very easy to identify, right? Why don't we work on that?
You're asking me? I'm a minority member in this committee.
Hell, we're all asking each other.
Yeah, can we do that?
If we're going to do something, we're going to do it together.
Because that's a concrete thing. It's easily identifiable. Can we start on that?
I'd like to respond to Senator Gilman because he just made me mad as hell.
Oh, good.
And I'm going to do something about it.
Give me.
When we come to our committee, I said the same thing resources we say here. If in our committee deliberations, when we're looking at statewide projects, if we're worrying about who's in the leadership or who's in the opposition, then we're nuts.
Well, I know, but I'm reacting to the question she was asking me that should have been asked to the chair of the committee.
Why don't we all ask each other? Not your skull, just bear that.
I think we should all ask each other these questions. I mean, I have no problem with that.
I have to tell you the story about the resolutions.
No, now that you signed it?
Yeah, after you signed it, I hope don't be considered. For years, I wouldn't write a resolution. I paid no attention. You get in there and fight, and hopefully have you're part of the road on all the way to Fairbanks or something. And here comes young Ray Christensen. And Ray Christensen starts throwing in resolutions, just resolutions, not bills or anything. And hell, we just pour them out. And one day, among others, was this, I was over at Bethel, and here's this brown slough, you know. Mm-hmm. Ray just throws in a resolution. My God, the next time I come back to Bethel, the goddamn bridge is built over brown slough. You know, just on the basis of this resolution, bringing to the attention of the Department of Highways, coming out of this. After that, I paid a little more attention to resolutions and transportation.